Welcome to Movie Chatter Podcast. Something a little different today. Well, we recorded an entire podcast down in the theater on a Zoom H4 Pro. And it's a little difficult to edit it, but we're going to try to give you the experience of being down in my theater. So, the movie we watched was Run Lola Run. It was recommended by Vince, and we immediately checked it out, and it looked great, so I think we have a little bit of the discussion of which movie should we watch. We weren't completely sure. We had a couple that we were going to pick through. And then, you know, just your general chit-chat going on before a movie. We recorded during the entire movie. I think I picked up about halfway through with the comments, talking over the movie, which was fun. Surprisingly, even though it was a subtitled movie, we were able to still talk and read at the same time. So, you know, after the movie, we talk about it more. And, this is very experimental. If you don't like it, moviechatterpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know if you like it or you don't. Well, here we go. On with the show. Enjoy.
This is Bart Miller asking, "Hi, we're bored, Gil. What shows or movies do you recommend?"
Oh boy.
You get that question almost once a day.
Right? I'm sure.
Watch Unfrosted on
Netflix.
Have you watched it yet?
No, but it's Jerry Seinfeld and Melissa McCarthy. How bad could it be?
And Jim Gaffigan.
What am I saying? Like, how terrible are
Do you know what they've seen? Give them a good one.
I'll tell you what to watch. Watch,
they probably have watched everything.
Watch my new favorite that I just can't get enough of, and maybe you've seen the whole thing already, Killing Eve.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Dave.
What season are you?
Just two.
Okay. First season's the best.
Okay.
And then it gets weirder and weirder.
Okay.
So, you've seen the best.
Have you seen Barry?
No, it didn't interest me.
Bill Hader? Have you seen Barry with Bill Hader? Where it's like...
I didn't get... There's a lot of seasons. I didn't get...
There's like seven seasons of that. Where he... Man. I can't even remember exactly the premise of it. But he's like... he's also like a killer.
Right.
He's an assassin. He's like a...
is he?
He's a hitman.
Okay. I watched one and he was in prison.
That you probably saw the end.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta see that from it. But anyways, Killing Eve.
Delete that.
I really like Jodie Comer.
She is such a great killer.
She's a great killer. She's just funny and...
But Killing Eve has got...
Yeah, it's good.
Are you looking for movies by chance? So what have you selected
for your... Be prepared.
First season is
I'm
the best.
I'm not going to say anything. But...
Watch the first season. Tell those people to watch the first season.
Watch the first season of Killing Eve.
I decided like very last minute to take a shower. I got out of the shower like 4 minutes before I came over here.
Just got wet from coming over here.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
It's very... Is it still raining?
It's wet or it's...
No, it was actually let up. I know. Our front bay window looked like we were under a waterfall for a little bit there. It was pouring.
Okay, so what's our pick? Oh, wait.
Did you narrow it down to some finalists?
No.
I didn't realize some of these were rented.
I just gave you five movies. So.
Five. Okay, I don't even know what they are. All I know is one of them was Unfrosted. One of them was...
Monkey Man.
Monkeys. One of them was... Okay. Unfrosted, Monkey Man...
It's called Unfrosted?
Unfrosted, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, it's got terrible ratings, even the audience.
Which one?
Yeah, but that's why I'm like,
I don't know.
Jerry Seinfeld is exactly your age.
Like,
yes,
all
he
of
is.
Right
on
the money. And I just found out, I didn't realize Joe Rogan is 1 year younger than I am.
Hmm. I felt about as close to death as I could possibly get.
You're not that young.
Things can
no,
go
you're
wrong
not
with
sorry, you're not
the there's the universe stepping in and going, not today, but
Iron Claw. Oh, that's supposed to be.
Okay, so that was a good one to pick, but that is longer and sad.
Is it going
to
be a downer? So that's what I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't want to be
about
a
quickie. Drama.
It was all about,
run, low,
that's why
run.
I gave it to you. Maybe you were like, oh,
mystery
I'm in such
thriller.
A great mood, I want to be depressed.
How quick is it?
Or
I don't
the
think
opposite.
I ever think that. Yeah, so
okay.
Probably
Iron Claw.
Not... Like Ferrari, not the Iron
I forgot
Claw,
what Iron
because
Claw
those
yeah,
are like
yeah.
just straight
it's
drama.
A,
yeah, yeah.
True
they're
story
depressing.
Of
I was just looking
the,
actually when it was 5
group of
right.
professional wrestlers.
I'll
okay.
wrestlers
for something.
Yeah.
Run.
Okay.
I never do for
depressing.
So I'm happy to.
Unfrosted.
Oh, because even Dune 2 you
oh, wait,
have to pay
wait,
for,
run,
right?
Run,
that's
we'll,
the shortest one. I mean, that
how long is that?
Only 121.
And then, what's
that's
that
it's subtitled, though, just so you know.
What is?
Okay.
Run Lola Run.
Run Lola
it's got
Run.
High
that was recommended by Vince. He actually sent them.
I would say
Vince knows
doesn't
sure.
cost any money and you can it's only an hour and 20 minutes. I think that would be kind of a good one.
What did I hear about Arcadian? Because
it's also be good to have a review on some that something that's
I agree we should do an
so
instant
Arcadian.
Review. Yeah.
Oh, actually
Nicolas
you can talk
Cage?
Because I'm going to record
Pinch
the whole time.
Sons? I we don't
but
have
Corey,
to like,
right now everything you're saying
short on purpose for me because it's 6:30. I mean, in theory, even a 3-hour movie we'd be done by 9:30.
Yeah.
We could still record for a half hour. I'd be home by 10.
Dune 2, $29.
$29.
Oh, that's how much to buy it. So it's 24 to buy.
Have
no
any,
one
have
would
seen that?
No one would ever rent it for 24 if you could
oh,
buy
no.
it for 29.
Right. If you want to buy it. $20 towards
I would.
I would
I mean,
want to.
I never
but
chip in
we all
for that.
Seen it?
Dune 2.
I haven't seen Dune 2.
Seen the second one?
I saw that.
Oh, you
theaters.
Did. You saw it.
Yeah, oh.
The
oh, yeah. No, we didn't see it.
Bill and I have seen it.
Oh. Sure,
yeah.
I forgot about that.
Now,
it's good.
Okay, so Dune 2. So technically, you could watch Run Lola Run, and you could watch Unfrosted, and that would be less time than Dune 2.
Well,
wow.
There you go. Hmm.
This movie's an hour and 20 with credits. So.
Well, I vote for either Unfrosted, even though it's badly rated.
Mm-hmm.
It just sounds interesting. And it's got, you know, Seinfeld in it.
And
okay.
Sometimes it's fun to watch a bad rated movie because you're like, you go
mm-hmm.
into it like, all right, I'm not
right.
going to expect much. But
and then
Moonfall,
Run, Lola, Run. Is that an action movie? I mean, it sounds like an action.
It is about
it's like
a girl that... Her boyfriend calls her and says, I need $100,000 in 15 minutes or they're going to kill me. Let's go.
So that sounds pretty fun.
That's it.
What
it's,
is it? Were
it,
they
it,
like
it it's subtitled, though.
Where, yeah, where are they?
Germany.
I'm
Germany,
very
okay.
used to subtitles.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch everything in subtitles.
You know, the
that
thing is...
Really
the thing is, it's
for me either.
So we have been talking about wanting to do... a movie that, you know, an old movie.
Mm.
You know, like I've been looking for old 90s. Movies, like what 90s movies that.
Oh, that old 90s.
Yeah, so this is 98. This is 25th.
Yeah, this is
25th
one my,
anniversary.
One of my best
oh, wow.
friends from high school. This is his favorite movie.
Oh wow! I've
I'm
never
surprised
seen
I've
it.
Never
I...
seen it, but
yeah,
that's
well,
where I know.
High rated. Only an hour and 20 minutes.
And I've
I
only seen half. I've
it.
Seen half of it.
I was
right.
going to say you didn't watch the whole thing, though.
Nope.
Okay.
Did you like the first half?
I did. It's different. So, I was like, "Run, Lola, run!"
It's different.
I had to have seen it.
Different.
No,
it, but you don't remember.
No, I think it's good. I mean, it has 98. It's good. It's
90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
And you know, the spoiler would be that it's supposed to be kind of a time loop movie, possibly.
Oh, not. I'm sold.
Yeah, time loop.
Maybe.
Or it's also, it could be, it's...
Well, if you didn't watch the whole thing, maybe you don't even
maybe,
know.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know.
All right, you got something to drink, Bill?
25 years.
We're recording right here. We're going to record. I'm going to leave that record. I'm going to see what I can pick out of it. I got vodka. If you want
to do
shots.
Rent this too for $3.59?
No, it's on. Oh. No, it's good to go.
What is it streaming on?
Amazon Prime.
Oh, it has it here. I must not be signed in an IMDb or something.
We got all the best beers in there, Bill.
I'm sorry, I always cheat and just read all
God
the reviews.
But just put that God down!
That's my phone.
He's like, sorry, not sorry.
Well, there's no phones in the...
Okay, well, I want to watch Run, Lola, Run, because it looks good.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right.
And definitely looks... time for a review after.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, I got good music, good soundtrack.
Nobody I really know, either.
No, this is a no.
I had a good soundtrack too.
I guess I don't think you're supposed to be drinking that.
That's the one that you have to
mix.
You get three drinks out of that. Remember that?
What?
You put that down, Bill.
Go ahead and drink it. Just put ice in it and
make it
into three.
What is it, like 12% or something?
Right,
yeah, it's that old. It's like an old fashioned.
Oh.
There you go.
So
that's clean. I just brought it down.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not an IPA.
Okay, I'll rewind here.
I should have just had a shot and a Coke on the side.
There you go.
You don't drink vodka ever?
I do.
Because I have the best vodka in the world in the freezer right next. On the other side of that wall.
You should have led with that.
I did. I said, okay.
You said I have vodka.
With you.
That doesn't...
Oh.
I don't get all hot and bothered just over mentioning vodka.
What do you
the
do?
The best vodka in the world? That's a high claim.
That's probably Grey Goose.
Whoa.
Look at that baby frozen.
Wow, that would double as a weapon.
Weapon?
That,
6'8".
Just trying to get the top off.
Oh my god, that's...
Is it like a cork or what are you... Oh my gosh.
I'm doing it.
I'm scared for you.
I don't know what's going on over there. I think you're trying to pull it off with your butt cheek.
Oh, God, I'm so weak. You're in a relationship with this bottle.
I'm trying.
Clearly.
Here we go. Oh, God.
Wow.
Woo, it's good. Here we go. Anybody want a shot of vodka?
Yeah, I do.
Sure.
Fuck yeah.
I'm gonna go
I like iced. That is fun to have vodka out of the freezer.
Yeah. Because
it's really thick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like super cold and... literally like kind of thickened.
Why don't you take the ones in between the fingers?
You just put it on the ground. Put it on the table, David.
Oh boy.
Yeah, here's Dave again. Trying to take too much. My God, that's like 6 ounces.
Well, do you want to watch a movie or not? I mean, it's a short movie. You need your buzz on point.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, but this is going to go down like...
It is.
I guarantee you can chug this and you will not feel a thing.
I drink
till the movie's over. Stuff.
Well, if it's that good, maybe
cheers.
I don't want to chug it.
Okay, Vince, thanks
cheers.
For the movie.
Yeah, that's like reason number.
Oh, you're going to sip it or chug it?
I'm going to sip it first.
I'm going to sip it.
Motherfucker! That's good. That just goes
good
down
stuff.
My...
Yeah.
Just like rubbing
that does not
right,
have
so
the
here
like.
Here we go. Run, low,
it has,
you know, when you taste shitty vodka, you're like.
Oh, yeah. No, this is.
The ick factor, I call it. Where, like, you can't help but your face grimaces when
I'll
you drink, like, shitty alcohol. Like.
He's
oh, yeah.
At you. Whatever you do.
I had something that was really good, and it wasn't beer. It wasn't alcohol. It wasn't a cocktail. It was Barbera wine. It was
Barbera?
So Barbera. So that's a red wine.
Okay.
And I like went over to meet Bill Kesson, a buddy of mine that was turning 70, and there was a bunch of wine salesmen he knew, and they were meeting at Aperitivo, which is a cool place downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, yeah, here, Bill, here you go. Here's a glass of Barbera. And I sipped on that probably for longer than this movie is going to be. And it was like, you know,
wait,
Jesus and the fishes.
Refilling it?
It just kept, no, they never refilled it. It just kept sipping it, and it was so tasteful, and it would fill my mouth. It was just like, all I needed was like one little taste, and I go, wow,
well,
that's really
good.
Whoever
was selling that should have recorded you for a testimonial.
What kind of wine is it?
Barbera.
I've never heard of that.
What
all I know
kind
is
of?
Like,
oh, it's a heavy red wine from Italy.
Okay.
Okay.
I know Burgundy.
Okay.
What's another red wine that I would know?
Let's see. Malbec?
Nope.
I don't know wines.
You know.
Cabernet
Sauvignon. Okay.
Oh, types? Yeah. Merlot.
Pinot Noir.
Right. See, so those are the ones I've heard of. What you said wasn't one of those.
Is that the brand?
No, I never heard of it.
Or like
no,
the
it's,
blend?
It's the varietal.
It's okay.
The varietal.
In the old days, it used to be like a rosé, like a table wine, they said.
Okay,
but
so it's a little bit sweeter.
Into, I would say it'd be more like Malbec, where it has like a little kind of aftertaste
say
to
these
it.
Words, I don't know what these are.
Well,
Malbec.
Yeah, what is that?
So, like a heavy red wine.
Like a port?
That, no.
I don't know, I'm trying to just relate it to
swing.
Things I...
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Anyway,
okay.
There you go. Open
okay,
open
so
your world next time you're in a restaurant. If they have a wine list,
wine always gives me a headache. Never
I
will
know.
I ever drink wine.
Especially
never do.
Red wine for
never,
me.
Never ever.
It does. Like it
oh.
100%
well,
always gives me a headache.
This I'm gonna
I
go to Aperitivo and have this particular brand because other wine isn't as good.
So.
Right.
I get fucked up on this stuff.
You're like, I'm not going to sip anything for 3 hours.
Right.
I don't want to just get bloated.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or get a headache and no buzz.
I think you probably have, there's like an allergy that very commonly that you, it's, what is in the grape skins?
Oh, yeah.
Tannin?
No. Kathy was like allergic to that, especially in red wines.
Yes, that's
mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I drink wine, it's white, but like other red wine,
she couldn't drink
always
red wine,
gives me
she would get hives.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
right.
I get heartburn and headaches.
Right, I could drink a little white wine back in the day, a nice Chardonnay. When
sure.
Mary,
yeah,
when
I like
Mary
a buttery Chardonnay.
Like
what does red give you a headache?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's because it's always more it's higher content that they use the skins.
I just figured I was always
with
just
it.
Trashed drinking the red wine, and that's why I have a headache.
I mean, that's probably
right.
Part of it, but I mean, I would get a headache, like a massive headache, without being
there.
Wasted.
I was there
okay.
For like 3
okay.
Hours.
Nice.
Sangria, though.
I eventually switched to beer, though.
Yeah,
oh,
I get, I'm
switched
like,
to beer.
I don't go
there's
crazy on sangria, because like...
Can you make white sangria?
Hangovers are just so awful that... I know better now. I'm like, you know what? It's not worth it.
wine hangovers. That I do not get hangovers, but if I drink
but from wine,
wine I
do.
I do.
Yeah.
It's like,
what are we watching, Don? You should introduce what we're doing.
We're gonna watch Run Lola Run.
That's
from
right,
the 1995.
1998, I think.
1998.
Dave said.
So this is a Kelly's wheelhouse.
I thought it said 25.
Year 25 year anniversary. Right, there's a 4K version of this coming out right now.
Awesome.
Really?
Well, I know it's a cult classic because one of my dearest friends from high school named Eric Pupor, if he ever listens to this recording, it is one of his favorite movies, so it's a crime that I haven't seen it.
Interesting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's supposed to be nonstop action or just a very frenetic pace.
Sure.
It has
compelling
to be
visually, I think I saw.
Okay.
Thriller.
Really?
And there's a little
video.
I watched
heard.
A little
ooh.
Bit of the beginning.
Okay.
That's what it's.
Music videos you
wow.
Can't look away from.
There's
that's,
a little animation in it too, Don. So you'll like
ooh.
A little animation.
I love an animation.
You know, I think there are.
I love
like
cartoons.
Baby Driver because that was constant action and music.
Oh, I loved Baby
yeah.
Driver.
So I watched like a half hour of it, and I thought, it's a movie that, if they would have had. Quadruple the budget,
mm-hmm.
You know, it would have been unbelievable.
Also, less tools
so
in their tool bag
a low
in
budget.
The 90s.
Right, but it's good. It's a
all
good
right.
Movie. I
but
can
concept
see.
And execution make up for it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think it's going to... I stopped it right when I said...
We should watch this?
Yeah, this is good. I need
where
to watch
were you watching
it?
It?
On my phone.
Okay,
so
it barely counts.
So this is going to be
so
mind-blowing. I actually...
Literally.
I'm worried about my heart. So do you have a your heart? Because the music in here, I believe, will raise your heart rate.
All right.
Oh, boy.
So everybody's going to just be, we're going to do this shot of vodka here. Try to calm down. Are you ready, Don?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You got your heart rate? Okay. And I think there's a little reading in the beginning. 86. And I missed it the first time.
We're not the same.
We're heart buddies.
Don, there's reading right off the bat. And I could not read it when I tried it the first time.
Well, I'm putting on my glasses.
Okay.
Hold on.
T.S. Eliot.
Super dirty.
T.S. Eliot.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a poem from T.S. Eliot.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite poets.
Me too.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, I'm excited. Is it possible we might love this movie?
It's in German, though.
It's in German.
The T.S. Eliot is in German.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go.
Achte Liebe.
Here we go. Nice and loud.
After the game is before the game.
All right.
If that was several quotes. Did you read it that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Good pace.
We're just waiting for the volume.
We're just watching a pendulum on a clock.
A really gnarly stone. Door knockers.
Whoa.
Nice knockers. All right.
Oh, is he in the loop?
Look at the symbol on his head. It's an infinity.
Infinity?
No, it's
not
infinity. No, not
quite infinity, but...
Oh, you're right.
But there was a...
Yeah, infinity would be a figure eight.
Oh, you're right, yeah.
Okay, she's
supposedly blind.
Manny looks like somebody,
yes,
too, doesn't he?
He does. God, does he ever look like somebody. Somebody. Oh, there's
that fucking bum! Get him, Manny!
Manny!
Shit! Knock him down!
Don't yell! Why didn't you just tackle him? Are you
fucking
kidding me?
Oh my god!
Why would you announce yourself?
Jump!
And now bystanders are gonna think you're robbing him!
They're gonna get hit.
Oh god in heaven.
Look at that good 480 quality there. 420.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that
same
car.
Oh. Ouch.
Super Dave.
Good stunt work.
Yeah,
good stunt work. I'm familiar with that, having watched the Fall Guy.
Oh, wow.
What happened to them? Everybody's dead. Low speed crash, but it was just...
They're all unconscious, apparently. No airbags.
That's a great shot.
Yeah, it is. How do you do that?
I don't even know.
Like, a slow car?
Shot, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at the time?
Come, Sean. This man.
A Watch Again movie.
Well, you would, a couple minutes. This is a good one.
You're gonna get more. Come on, Manny! Come on, Manny! He's carrying like 50 pounds. Oh, you had a gun this whole fucking time? Shoot his wheel! You could have ended this like a hot minute ago.
Yeah, he literally took your fucking money. Don't even just grab the fucking bag.
Yeah, do you honestly think
it's your bag?
He's loaded? No? Just be done here.
Nope, he has no children.
It's mine.
Shoot him in the head.
Why is he gone?
I know.
Goodbye.
It's a little light now.
His face reminds me of
Tell me that.
Granted, he had a beard and long hair.
He can't.
An Argyle.
You got a bike and a
spy
coat.
Guy,
shut
but
the
he's
fuck
funny.
Up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that An hour ago! Who's the guy from Iron Man 2? Man 3.
That's why I see it.
From Argyle.
Yes, yeah.
He's the bum. Argyle.
Oh, I love it.
Iron Man 2, you mean,
He's the other guy that's as good as Tony
Stop
Stark.
It. He's handing him his gun.
I'm sorry.
No, no, no. Oh, what is that guy's
That is the ultimate gesture of trust.
I never remember that guy's name.
I know. It's like...
But I...
Austin,
I,
Oliver, no,
Oh.
I'll know it when you say it.
Yeah.
But that's who I thought.
Yeah. The second the movie started, I thought that.
Sam Rockwell?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
He's dressed like that Argyle.
Stop it. And they did. I would drop the glass if I was about to get hit by
him. Why are they going on a crosswalk?
Yeah, don't ask him for a ride.
Why don't you just
park
near the...
It's
the
lights.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Wait, what's this?
Oh, boy.
She got...
Maybe it was the earlier accident.
Into the ambulance. Remember the last time she asked him for a ride?
Oh, yeah.
This time she just got in the back.
Oh.
Progression. And
I'll
it's,
stay with them.
This is about... This is about final moments. Thick fingers, too. It's like fat.
Yeah.
It's
a
giant thumb pad right there.
Really, a lot of watch band.
You had to get an extension.
It's got an extension, right?
Oh, but that would mean everything. That would mean everything.
Mean to have somebody hold your hand while you're...
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The last thing you'll ever do.
Even if it didn't save their life.
Because
clearly
now that
you have
lowered his heart rate.
Yeah.
Because
you
know, now he's calm.
Sure. Yeah.
Clearly, after this, he's gonna have to cut down on like the lipids. Like,
right. Yeah.
Your wrists are far too heavy, sir. I mean, if anybody's gonna learn a lesson here.
A lot of water weight.
Yeah. I love this for her though. She's like, no big deal. I just saved somebody's life. I'm gonna.
Oh, and this time she has
she's
money that's
to the
legal.
Money. Yes.
Not rob anybody.
Yeah, she won it this time,
yeah,
fair and square.
All,
right, she's doing good.
Oh, where's Manny? He had to give the bomb his gun. Where? How far away did he get?
Is he in there?
No.
Manny.
No.
Yeah, Bole is the store that he's supposed to be going to, although it didn't look in the
But he ran away and chased the bum.
Where's the phone booth?
Everything seems very desolate. There's
no phone booth.
Vanilla sky.
Yeah.
Right? Here comes the white car, though, of the people who are going to come collect the money or something.
Call.
Oh, okay.
Yep, good call.
Almost.
Oh.
Nope, there's Manny.
Oh, boy.
Oh, because he got the bag from the bomb, so he was good. He did the handoff.
Oh, and now they have an extra 100 grand.
Fuck,
I mean,
going
bonus.
Good.
Let's just leave the country now.
Yeah, you're good.
Like, go.
So.
This is the best.
Although he should have been short a little bit there in the 150,000.
Well, he did buy a jacket.
He bought a jacket.
Some food and stuff.
He's happy.
But they didn't.
Happy.
They didn't count it in the moment. All right.
I guess not.
Too easy.
Oh, he's like, you're not gonna believe what happened. Can we get out of the intersection? Can we get? Out of traffic.
Gunshot.
He's gonna get hit.
Gonna
He's gonna get hit.
Get hit.
He's gonna get hit. He's gonna get hit.
Or she is. I mean.
Oh my god. Why are you in the intersection?
Right.
She's doing us.
What happened to you?
It's a grand.
It's fucking getting 100,000
yes.
for you.
Keine Sorge, it's alles okay. Come.
Yes.
Is that the end of the movie?
It could be.
I want those pants.
You want to get those pants?
Yes. Isn't that fuck yeah.
Wow, that's it.
So what really happened?
Everything's happening.
They gave
an extra
$100,000.
Is she dead?
No.
No, all those
earlier ones didn't really happen. You can speculate.
It was scenarios. But if we're going to record, you should not. Okay.
I mean, we're still recording.
Oh.
We've been recording the entire movie.
I mean, is that going to be interesting for some of
you? Well, you're going to have
to
edit.
I don't know.
Well, you'll have to edit.
Dave will have
you'll
to worry
cut
about
it.
That.
But I just felt like doing it.
What the hell happened?
We can go upstairs, too, obviously.
The interesting thing is whether or not... I mean, I assume that somehow it's a time loop movie where she didn't get shot in the chest.
I thought...
That's best case scenario.
I thought more
I like
that,
that
she
optimism.
Is she is dead, but she's just thinking of these things... Different scenarios that could have happened as she's dying.
Yeah, and that could
that
fall on
either. That makes more sense the way it was presented.
If it's chronological.
It's not what I would want as a happy ending.
Well, I mean, it's happy ending, but when you think about it, she
it
is
it was the
dead.
Best case scenario.
Right.
Right. There's no reason why she should get another chance, right? I mean, the first time she's shot... to be dead. But then
yeah.
Yet it replays.
Right, and they show her thinking of what could
but there's
happen.
Like it's not like a classic time loop where something happened. It's just her bleeding and thinking.
And I do believe that like that 45 minutes could happen in 12 seconds in your mind before you die.
Oh yeah, I almost died and nothing happened.
Percent.
So you could, so I'm just saying, so a little bit could, so all I need
what
is, you know when that tree almost got me?
Oh.
Remember I told you
yeah,
the story?
Yeah, that like took off the mirror, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nothing
were,
happened.
Yeah.
What? Nothing.
You were there.
I had
you were at Bill's house.
I had time for a story to happen, but nothing did happen.
No, we were at your house when he told this story.
Oh.
A giant tree was going to fall on him and it just missed him.
Ooh.
And apparently he thought nothing.
I thought, but there was time to put a story in there. You know what I mean? You could have.
You
could have
had time, and it was there was
yeah,
no story.
Yeah, that was plenty of time.
That was too much work.
I remember when we were at a baseball game, and Lauren was sitting in this seat, and Dave was behind her.
Uh-huh.
Oh God, I remember that. Oh, I remember this.
She was like 1 year old or something.
Okay.
Brewer game.
And this guy that had all these muscles. Hit the ball. This is before they put nets up now.
Sure, yeah.
And it just came bloody fast like a laser beam. And everybody's going, and Dave just goes and catches
it. You fucking
it
caught
before it?
It
kills her.
I catched it right in front of Lauren's head.
Oh my gosh, those
otherwise
are my favorite YouTube videos.
I have the ball and the ice cream she was eating.
How have I never heard this story?
What?
I'm saving them. I'm trying to...
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I saved her.
Yep. I'm trying to...
It's a dad catch. Like,
yeah.
That is,
oh, yeah.
That is 1,000%.
Who the guy
yeah.
That...
She was eating...
You turn into a
she was eating the ice cream
to.
Out of the brewer cup.
Oh.
I have that brewer cup, and then I have the baseball in it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was a really good White Sox.
Yeah. That's, like, the best story ever.
Yeah.
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 Oh. Yeah. No,
yeah. So, I mean... So that could have happened differently, and your whole life would have been different.
Oh my God! Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Yes, and that's the whole point. If it had happened differently, just a split second in any direction,
right?
It would have affected everyone
you
else around you.
Apart. Exactly.
Yeah.
Just
the story would
yes.
be different. Your memories
horror,
are different. The way
everything.
It worked out is different.
Horror International.
That's stupid.
It's, I mean, that's a stretch.
No, I would say.
Mislabeled.
I would say action
there was
sci-fi.
Nothing in
right.
there that was
yeah,
horror.
I,
that
was completely
I think IMDb had it as a thriller, which is closer.
That's better.
There was somebody just, they had to categorize a lot of movies
right.
that day.
I mean,
four
like,
and a half stars,
day.
Though. It was good, right?
Okay, boom.
Was this a
next
good movie?
What's this one? The next movie.
Yeah.
I
this is the movie you never saw.
It's
from the 90s.
I'm actually ashamed that I've never seen it.
I love your comment about how, as we watched it, it just showed us how one little thing, you know,
yes.
The dog interfering, and then she went down the steps, and she
mm-hmm.
was limping. And,
oh, right, even
how,
in the cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah each
just
different
a
scenario,
split second
just
decision
a little something, you know.
That made no difference to you.
Right.
May have drastically affected someone else's
changed
life.
Changed the life and death differences.
Classic loop type movie.
I mean,
where
don't you just think about your own
details.
Life and you think all the time, like,
yes.
all, every decision. I made actual, like, decisions, like, real decisions, and those decisions would change everything.
I think that you should back
yeah.
up from that. You have to, like, don't give yourself too much credit for your decision because
right,
your
right.
choices are half chance and so are everyone
well,
else's.
Well, in the Army,
right.
in the Army, I was supposed to go from basic training to North Carolina. And then someone said, you know what? You don't have to go there.
Oh, and you
and
went
I went, okay, I'll sign that. Where it'll be random. Massachusetts.
And then you met Beth.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you would never have
oh.
met Beth.
I mean,
case in point.
But, I mean, I was like, signature, you're going to North Carolina.
It's all...
And I was a bad runner at the
random,
time. And I was
man.
Like,
it's
God, all they do
random.
Is run in North
yeah.
Carolina. I don't want to run 5 miles a day. I said, anything but running 5 miles a day. I'll sign anything.
Yeah.
And I did.
Well...
It doesn't matter what your motivation was.
Well, that's what that's it right
the
there.
The influence in the moment is
I love the idea of the multiverse,
right.
you know. And so like a
yeah,
time
maybe
loop
this
movie
all happened.
Is like right, a time loop movie is just like 10 versions of the multiverse.
Right,
like,
right, right.
There's a multiverse where like you're the president of the United States. There's a multiverse where you're the president of the United States. You're the president.
Oh, boy.
The president. Like, there's like every, like a,
you don't even
a
have
billion
to,
different,
yes,
you know,
but
versions
you don't even have to go
reality.
That grand. I do
you know,
think that if you're going to buy
guess.
Into the multiverse, that it does inform. There's some bit of connection. You
yeah.
originated from the same place.
Yeah.
In that moment, like, she still knew how to click the safety off.
Right.
That's right.
Unrelated universes didn't happen. Maybe this didn't happen. Maybe this didn't happen. Still informed the other. But
there is no
deja vu, right? That's like
there's no doubt that she looks like Maggie right there. Look at that's
yeah.
Maggie.
That's true.
Right? Am I lying?
No.
It looks like
a little bit.
I see Maggie.
Look like Maggie.
Everything looks like Maggie. Now.
Make better choices.
Maggie and Mavis mixed together.
I don't know. She's a. I totally believe she's gonna
that
be that
crazy.
Good of a runner. So there's that, and I.
Which one, Maggie's going to be the runner or Mavis is going to be the runner?
I don't know. Maggie might excel at like contact sports.
Mavis would be a great
nice.
Runner, but she
she's,
will
she
not
needs,
want to.
She's yeah. I was going
to
say she requires
she
specific motivation.
To.
Yeah,
it's like if there's not a reason for her to run.
There's not a movie that she watched
Mavis
about running.
Is gonna
oh my
be...
gosh. So today,
girl.
Her, yeah.
Davis?
Yeah, she's going to be a girly
absolutely.
Girl.
Absolutely.
Today was her first T-ball game.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
This is
that.
Her
oh,
in the base race.
I hear this story.
Like, as she turned and, like, was running past the dugout, turns, like, flicks a braid, like, smiles at the crowd. This is like, is everyone watching?
Oh,
me?
My
like,
God.
That's awesome.
Like,
oh,
yeah,
my
that's
God.
My girl.
I can see
she is great
she'll be like
yeah,
in the movie Green
oh.
Mean Girls.
I did not
you know,
teach her
that
I swear.
She'll be a mean girl.
I know.
She
I
should
mean,
be a
I,
good mean girl.
I know, right? I'm like I have that's
she'll
what I'm
nice
curbing
girl.
Right now.
But she's gonna be
because I was not too. A mean girl. She will be popular.
She'll
I
be
was popular.
Popular,
but I was like I was purposefully not a mean girl.
I don't
girl.
Want to say she's gonna be a mean girl. She seems so nice.
She is kind.
Well, by that
she's
I mean she's gonna be.
She'll be
prettiest
powerful.
And
no, she's gonna be Regina.
And she's gonna be. Oh,
I
gonna
feel
be
it.
No, I will. I'll punch her in the neck if she's
no,
Regina.
She's not gonna be Regina.
She's better than that.
Yeah, she's got better.
Because well, it's what you're it is, capable
she's
of.
She's gonna have good hair.
She. Yeah. She's not hurtful.
That's Bert.
Yeah. No, but yeah, Regina wasn't at first.
Fuck yeah.
Come on.
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the mom was the problem.
She had to
so you're
be
a better mom.
Oh,
she had
yeah,
to be
okay.
Totally
right?
Devastated
like, I'm a cool
to
mom?
Get her
yeah.
life in order.
Cool mom.
Right, well, she'll be one of the
yeah.
nice girls, but she'll be.
She's not gonna need a wake up call to change her life and become.
She'll
decent.
Probably be
so,
president of,
what do we
like,
think?
Of the school.
I think school it's pretty
college.
Good.
Well, you haven't watched. I know you haven't watched
That's
any
why we make her play sports
any
and do like
subtitled movies lately.
Other
extracurricular
activities.
Yeah.
Right.
Sports are good for
Boy, her. I was a little bit lost for the first 5 minutes. I was catching my breath, just trying to. I've got to read.
But after a while, it's
it.
Always
I'm gonna read.
You just
reading.
It's like
and you feel like you're running.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Right. I just want to get okay. Keep up with the story.
Your brain figures it out to look to read, look at the same time.
Yeah.
It takes
yeah,
a while,
yeah,
and then it'll do
up.
It.
But the end of it, you're not worried. Yeah.
I do feel like that. That's like a very specific adjustment you have to make with subtitles, where you're like, okay, I have to. Pay attention enough to read, but I don't want to miss visuals.
Right, because you're watching the visuals
right.
too much to begin with, or at least I am.
Yeah,
you know?
And you miss.
And then I'm like, oh shit, I'm not that fast of a reader. You know,
I'm gonna make
a attention about like half of what they're saying there. Right?
This is it. I'm gonna make an experimental opening. This is the podcast right here.
Oh,
we're gonna
yeah.
see how this comes out. I'm expecting it to be spectacular.
It's
okay,
be
it'll be good.
Well,
let's work together to edit it.
Say,
you cannot
cut the
just
middle.
Yeah. You
oh no,
can't
I won't
just post this shit.
Well,
for
it can
four
be
hour
but,
20
but
minutes.
I can go through it and try to find
just cut out
yes,
the
dialogue.
Yes.
I
yes.
say,
Kelly.
Yeah, you cut out
we
the
talk a lot.
The,
we did talk
a bit
more than I thought
just
we would.
Just include the part after the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
There's like a couple of tidbits.
Well,
in the movie.
I was amazed that we were able to
comes
talk.
Up with some gold here and there.
Yes,
throughout
I know.
The
that's
movie,
what I was
like
gonna say. The
oh,
the random comments
that we could
here.
Talk. We could
oh,
talk while we're reading.
Maybe, yeah.
And
the
revelations
is,
in the moment.
Okay, but you know, be aware that the people on the podcast can't see the movie or read the
true.
Subtitles.
That's why it has
that's
to be
okay,
heavily edited. You just take the gold.
That's okay,
okay, we'll just take the
it's
gold.
Fun sometimes
hopefully,
to just kind of
if you're listening to this, you're getting the gold. Right?
If you've listened this much, I mean, you're into it.